This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Out of the way we go. Welcome to show number 3080. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery!
And you, hide the men's room. On tap today is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, vegetables, and delicious McDonald's. Ask the men's room is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack, drinking a drunk.
All right, here we go. 58-year-old chess grandmaster busted cheating while going number two. In Pennsylvania, a handcuffed woman steals a police car and then takes off running out of view. Florida man goes to strip club while leaving two kids home alone. A Florida cop is busted planting drugs on unsuspecting motorists that they did not own. And a man steals the wrong car in Philadelphia. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, according to a recent poll, 57% of us use our phone on the toilet. 8% of us always use our phone on the toilet. And if you care, men are twice as likely as women to use their phone on the toilet. Case in point, 58-year-old Igor Rossis. He was spotted using his phone on the toilet. So who is Igor Rossis and why does this matter? Well, Igor is a chess, quote-unquote, grandmaster who's always been suspected of cheating throughout his career. Well, he was busted using his phone to cheat during a chess tournament in France. He was disqualified. Now, you see, he pretended to be good at chess, but he is not. But that's okay, because let's face it, chess is not important. Child abuse, on the other hand, considered important by most, and that's why people in Colorado, just a bit irritated that the state email account that was created to report child abuse has not been checked for over 4 years. But don't worry, they only missed 321 emails, and only 104 of them had to do with child abuse or child neglect. Oh, just an oversight. These are just some of the stories we saw that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your answer, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Before the big show, the random question, call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hola, bitchola. goes, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3080. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat man, oh man. Once again, your guess is as good as mine. Some incredible categories for you today, as we have your favorite and least favorite vegetables and the 10 best-selling items of all times at McDonald's. I figure, you know what? What could McDonald's beat? I'm going to say, Steve, you're going to say, I'd take McDonald's over vegetables any day of the week.
No, because I still think vegetables is more interesting. I disagree with whether, it doesn't matter which ones you like, you're wrong. The ones you hate, you're correct. But I still find them more interesting.
Okay,
than the top 10 selling items at McDonald's.
I think this
it's McDonald's.
This is a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. That's why it's that interesting.
You want to go with McDonald's.
Why are you so excited about McDonald's? It's the top 10 items.
Someone is bound to pick this category.
This is the third or fourth week in a row.
And again, yeah, if you keep doing it every week.
Yes, no. That's what I'm saying.
But nobody wants to.
Well,
it's the top.
We're going to find
10
out today.
Items at McDonald's.
All time that have been
that
sold.
That is the least interesting thing in the world.
I completely disagree. The categories are vegetables and McDonald's coming up with your guess is as good as mine.
And I see what you did.
Return of Ask the Men's Room is back. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day and another round of profile this. And today is the day we do our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Random, random. Random.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola.
Hola.
Ryan, welcome to the program. Welcome to the random question question. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay, let's start with a story here. We just brought it up. What do people think that you're good at, even though maybe you're not so great at it? Maybe you're not good at it. What do people think you are?
I don't think anybody thinks I'm good at anything.
Wow.
There's not one thing that you're good at. Like, you wouldn't get a phone call from one of your friends and said, hey, Ryan, man, I'm putting in a new bathroom, or I don't know, I need help changing a tire. That's what I mean. Nobody says you're decent at anything. Hey, can I borrow your truck? I mean, you're not worth a damn.
Basketball. I'm about 6'4". I can't hit a shot outside of 5 feet.
But people think you're good just because you're so that's what we're talking about.
That's exactly it. All right.
So you're right. People don't think you're good at anything, and truthfully, obviously you're not. And that's okay, but there's still something where people thought you were good up until you just blew their mind.
Did you get the football question more, or did you get the basketball question?
I always got the basketball question. I'm decent at football. I'm terrible at basketball.
Now, did you play high school football?
Just up through about 10th grade.
Okay, because typically, and it's the same with even coaches. Whether you played football or not, if you go to a different school or you move up, and there's always one kid. There was one kid in my school. There was actually two guys in my school that were absolutely houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they were built, they were taller than everybody. They were huge.
Were they any good?
They didn't play sports. You know, right. they worked out on the farm with their family.
You should play football, son.
But every time, you know what I mean? Like, the coach would take one of these kids aside when we got to a new school. I remember it specifically because he actually played for 3 days or 2 days before he's like, no, this is not for me. But the coach is like, you got to give football a try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never played a sport in my life. I think you can do it. You know what I mean?
Well, like, looking at
why don't you give it a try?
It's different.
Well, these guys.
Football is the one you kind of can do that with, though. No offense. But if you're playing line or something, like, you could take a guy that's massive.
And that's what they would do.
Yeah.
Is that what they did with you?
They would go look for massive
guys.
What's
that? And ask
is that what they did with you? Football.
No. You're a big dude. I like to play football. I'm just saying, like,
no, I know you like
you
to
hear
play,
stories but about football where, like, remember Antonio Gates that was a tight end?
All right, yeah.
He didn't play in college. He was a basketball player.
But he's big.
But he's a giant dude that had good hands that he played in the NFL for years.
Still does, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, still
so
playing
like,
the stick.
I like basketball. Baseball's two hand-eye coordination. You can't just pick that
up. Right, you're not going to fake that.
I did know a kid, by the way. There was a guy that transferred to our school that was massive, and they made him play football his senior year, right? Yeah, he went on and played college.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh. He picked it up real quick.
Thanks, coach.
The coach was right.
Thanks.
Every once in a while. The reason we asked, what do people think you're good at, even if you're not? There's a 58-year-old named Igor Rossis, and he is a chess grandmaster. He just resigned, though, from a tournament and quit the sport completely after he was busted cheating during a tournament in France last week. And he was busted after someone snapped a picture of him sitting on a toilet in the bathroom using its phone. Now, it's not clear if he was actually looking up chess strategies on his phone or something else. But either way, you're not allowed to use your phone in the middle of a match for any reason whatsoever. Any reason. So So he pulled out of the tournament and said he's now played his, quote, last game. He was ranked 56th in the world going into the tournament, but he'd been suspected of cheating before. His rank in the chess world had skyrocketed over the past 6 years thanks to an unprecedented winning streak. Those kinds of improvements are almost always unheard of for someone his age, and he is the oldest player in chess's top 100.
Yeah, because he cheats.
Because he's a cheater.
That's it.
I will say this. There was a time, it all comes full circle. It's very odd how life works out, all right? So I'm living with roommates in my early 20s. I don't remember the age, but going to the bar, getting drunk every night, that's what you do. Hanging out with my boy Leon, because that's what we did. Anyway, we're leaving one night. There's a very drunk guy. Words have been exchanged, and this guy, as I'm walking out, Leon had left 2 minutes before me to light up a cigarette. He is across the street and maybe a block away. I'm walking out of the bar, saying goodbye to a few friends. This dude jumps on my back and, like, starts punching me, all right? But the guy's hammered, so he's not, I don't know, it's like someone hitting you with a loaf of bread. Like, he's doing it with a hand, he's sloppy drunk. So before I can even say anything, I feel all of his weight leave, and then he is now face down on the sidewalk. And a pool of blood is coming from where his face should be, all right? So now I turn around, Leon's standing there. And he had run across the street, jumped on a car hood, and clotheslined this guy. And the guy goes face down the sidewalk. So we leave, because that's what you do when you're a responsible adult. We leave. Whatever. I get up the next morning. I go into work. A guy I work with named Bob, who was not at the bar, goes, "Hey, man," as soon as I walk in, "I heard you broke a guy's jaw last night." Heard that I broke someone's jaw last night. So I looked at him. Said, "Damn right I did, man." but it was nice because people just left you alone for a while.
Sure. Right?
You're just that guy. So now you fast forward, I don't know, 2 to 3 years. I've forgotten that this even happens. There's this big-ass dude named Tom. I don't know what his deal was with me, but he determined he didn't like me. Words are exchanged again. And at this point in my life, I am very, very, very broke. I got this one pair of Chucks, but the sole, there were no soles on the bottom. I'd walked out of them. So there's a little bit where the toes are, and if I curled my toes right, they'd stay on top. Bless you, Tim. What's stay on top of my feet? My buddy calls them feet hats. He said, "These are not shoes. These are feet hats." Anyway, that plays into the story. So this guy, Tom, has now determined he has a problem with me. He has heard that I have broken someone's jaw, which is now problematic because apparently I'm a tough guy, and here's Tom, right? So we go outside, and the first move he makes, usually guys chirp a bit, not Tom. Oh, no. First thing, both hands in my chest. Throws me back against his car. It's parallel parked in front of the bar. To my benefit, because I'm broke, my feet hats popped up. So, like, one's facing one way, one's facing the other. Tom looks at me and goes, "I can't even hit you, man." So I'm like, no, let the shoes stop you. But deep down, I'm thinking, I hope the shoes stop because I don't want to fight this guy. Well, he starts coming back. They break it up. Guy does not beat my ass. But I see him around for, like, the next 2 years. We're on the outside of each other's circles, you know, so every once in a while you cross paths. We wouldn't say anything, but you just do that look that says, "I hate you." So now many, many years have gone by, and I find out that this radio show has been hired in Seattle. Okay, so it's like, cool, we got this gig coming up, but I got to rent out my place because this is the first place I ever bought in my life. And 3 weeks later, we get the job. So now I'm a landlord. I'm like, oh, no, I need someone to move in. Kind of hard to find this place if you don't know. I'm on the phone with this guy, telling him how to get there. He pulls up outside of my place, starts laughing. I'm like, "What's so funny, man?" He said, "You'll see in a second." I open the door. It's Tom. It is this guy, Tom, right? Now, I have not seen him in years, and every time we see each other, it is just a cold, hard stare. We do not like each other. But we looked at each other, and we just started laughing. I said, "You've got to be kidding me. If anyone ever told me I'd rent my place out to your ass, I'd have told them they're on drugs." He's like, "Bitch, man, tell me that if someone said I was going to give you money." I said, "But here we are." So
that is crazy.
So we sit down, we smoke a bong together, and, you know, the peace pipe, as it were, it's all water under the bridge. We didn't even know why we didn't like each other. We just knew we didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know either. So he rented the place for a couple of years. Give you an idea what kind of dude Tom was. The money would come to me. It was never a check. It was always cash. It was always overnighted. It's always $100 bills. Turns out he was dealing drugs out of my place.
Huh.
But, look.
Tom?
I don't care.
He's about Tom for the restaurant.
That's right.
He's have a problem with you?
Yeah, that dude.
Tom.
Dealing drugs.
Look, man.
No wonder he could afford nicer shoes.
Random. My point is, after all that time, I like Tom. I'm like, I don't care that he gets drugs. I care that he pays rent.
There is one guy in San Francisco that thinks I'm an absolute maniac.
Why?
Because I went to visit him one night with another buddy. We tried to find some weed in the Tenderloin. I got in fight with a homeless dude. He just thinks I'm a complete maniac.
That's the one time he's met you?
I had met him once before in Seattle, but yeah, we went down to visit him. He's like, I'll come out and have a drink with you. Fast forward 3 hours later, I've been in a fight with a homeless guy that tried to stab me with a broken 40 bottle. We're now rifling shots, sending drinks to other dudes' girlfriends. I mean, he just thinks me and my buddy are insane.
Sounds like
but
you
that's
were.
Fair.
You know what? You're right. You say that. Every time I bring up that story, you make that point. You're right. That is fair. To him, I am an
outsider looking in.
Right. Everything about that. Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How are you, sir?
Not so bad. Just got off work.
Okay, let's go with this one. I think we can all answer this question. Even if you have to go back in time a little ways, whose food did you eat? Whose food did you eat?
Oh, no. I was at a party almost at the end of my senior year of high school. And I run into one of my friends that I hadn't met or that I hadn't seen in years. And I barely knew the host of this party we were at, and so the two of us got really, really drunk, because we were like, hey, what's up, buddy? So we got super drunk. I think I had probably about 15 shots that night, and there's probably about 20 people at this party or so, and everybody else is pretty sober, and we go to, or they all want to go to Denny's, and they left us there, because we were drunk as hell, and they're like, we're not taking you to Denny's. So they left us at this party. I have no idea who the host is, and I'm with my best friend, and I'm like, dude, I'm hungry, and so we go through his cupboards, find a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and ate the whole thing. Like, it was one of those big family-sized boxes.
All things considered, you know what I mean? That wasn't the worst option.
Look, there's two ways I look at this.
You didn't cook, you didn't make a mess, you didn't eat too much, you just had one box, that's
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So from your point of view, I love your action. I think it makes a lot of sense. Like Miles said, man, it does the least collateral damage. On the flip side of that, if I'm hosting the party, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And if I find you and your buddy eating it, like, things would get unreasonably hostile. And then it would get worse because people would say things to me like, I can't believe you're so mad over just a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Then I'm going to make
my favorite cereal. So
that's what
I'm
saying.
Did you let them, when they came back from the party, did you let them know or had you guys already taken off?
No, I didn't say a word and I never heard anything about it. And I've got the guy on Snapchat and I'm waiting for one of these days he's going to hit me up and be like, yo, what the hell happened to my Cinnamon Toast Crunch that night?
You know what happened?
Well, if he listens to the show.
It was the only box that was in there. So he had to have known it was gone.
Oh, did he have a reasonable amount of food, or was that like one of eight things he had to eat?
That was like one of like 10 things.
Okay, see, that's the difference. When you're younger, like if you came to my house now and ate a frozen pizza, I would not be mad. When I had roommates, if you ate a frozen pizza, you ate my dinner for the next 2 days. Roommates. Mm-hmm.
I think you should send him a snap of like, you know, people show off and you pour out expensive champagne.
Oh, just dump Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Just dump Cinnamon Toast Crunch out and be like, baller. I ate yours too.
Breeze, we ask, whose food did you eat? This comes from Fox News as we go to York County, Pennsylvania. The convenience of ordering food to your doorstep, they say, with a tap of a finger can be tempting, but it can also come with some issues. Chris Payton of York County says he's ordered food from Dickie's Barbecue in West Manchester Township using DoorDash. Do we know Dickie's Barbecue? Is that a chain in the area?
Okay. It is. The food, I drink water out of one of their cups every night.
From Dickie's Barbecue.
Yeah, because, you know, you have, like, the giant cup.
Yeah, but you have that one.
I have that specific
yellow
Dickie's
one. It's just so weird,
Dickie's
man.
What's your order at Dickie's normally?
You know, I get down with some ribs and a little brisket.
That sounds great.
That's perfect, man.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much my order wherever I go for barbecue.
So I use DoorDash, a food delivery app, as you know, that sends drivers to pick up orders from restaurants, and then they take it to your door. If it's not in your area yet, it probably will be soon. After the driver dropped off his food, he says he opened up the box and discovered half of it had been eaten. Two of the six ribs he ordered were gone. And what appeared to be bite marks were left behind on the other ribs. I was just dumbfounded. I was really shocked that something like that would happen, according to Chris. Payton says he believes the DoorDash delivery driver is to blame. I guess she just pulls off to the side of the road and just decides to have herself a little snack before she delivers.
They said they've had issues with this driver and this thing before.
Have they really?
This driver?
The article I read said he had the same complaint with this driver.
Come on, man.
Okay. They spoke to an employee at Dickie's Barbecue that handled the order, and while they were not allowed to speak on camera to the television station, they did confirm Payton's story and said they have had previous issues with the same DoorDash driver.
Uh-huh.
apparently she loves some Dickie's barbecue because it's only from the same place.
Look, again, this is like the cinnamon toast crunch thing.
Yeah, but you're already there. Why wouldn't you just get some for you?
Because you got to pay for that.
I know, but it would.
But why are you going to pay what's free? That's why people steal things.
All right.
Because I don't want to pay for this, right? And again, it's like the cinnamon toast crunch where, man, from the point of view of what you did, I get that you want to eat someone's ribs. But again, if I ordered ribs, and I love ribs, like, this is a problem. How is she? I think if you think your driver did it once, wouldn't you just be done with him?
Yeah.
I mean, this is all. Like, sorry, I like DoorDash, but this is an issue with him there. Like, Dickie's is just like, look, we gave her the food. She keeps eating
the food.
It.
Right. Like, if my driver eats the food she's supposed to deliver,
now, just I will
get
say
rid
this. If you're the sober driver on a night and everybody in your crew is drunk and they're already at the house and you go on like a run, make sure somebody, like if you get a Big Mac, just take one bite out of it. Now you got to play it tough because you're going to want to laugh, but let that person open the box and just kind of, because it'll wash over. I'm like, did somebody take a bite out of my burger?
Or a slice of pizza.
So just one slice?
So it looks like a giant pack.
Two. By my count.
It's just crazy. I don't understand people why they would do something like that, according to the guy who got half his food that was eaten.
Because it's barbecue.
It's somebody's food. You pay for that. You expect to get it. You pay for the service. Online, dozens of similar complaints from other DoorDash customers across the country can be found, but this one was isolated to just that area. Payton says even though DoorDash refunded him his money, he hopes the driver is somewhat reprimanded for their actions. Treat your customers with respect. Treat somebody like you would treat yourself.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You order barbecue, and the driver shows up, and he goes, Mr. Montgomery, I really like this barbecue place. Can I have one rib?
Can I have a rib?
Yeah,
or just a bite of your mac and cheese?
Michael, well, I think that's different. But
that's
like,
different.
I feel like I could pull off one rib and be like, this is weird, but all right.
I give him a rib. I give him a rib or a slice of pizza. Also, but you can't have my mac and cheese. Oh, dude, I love KFC mashed potatoes. So something about that's too much.
Well, my one buddy, man, he was a delivery driver for years for a sub place, but he kind of got used to the smell of his car, always smelling like subs and french fries. Yeah. But I would get in there and I'm like, oh, man, Brian, I'm starving. Like, he couldn't even smell it anymore. But if you're a DoorDash delivery driver or someone who delivers food, what do you think the hardest food is to have in your car based on smell alone?
I would say barbecue.
And not want to dig your hand in the bag and get something to eat.
Barbecue and then pizza. I know pizza is pretty ubiquitous, but it always smells good. So pizza constantly makes you. But the problem with DoorDash, and I think you hit on, is just this. If I deliver for a pizza place, my car smells like pizza, right? If I deliver for an Indian place, my car smells.
Right, correct.
DoorDash.
You're going to get used to
that. You're getting all these different whiffs.
And if you're delivering for one of those places, you're always going to get used to that smell. So eventually, like you said, it's just going to become common knowledge. Well, but if you're delivering for DoorDash, you're going to deliver Mexican food. You're going to be delivering pizza.
Mexican might do it too.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, I think the hardest one would just be French fries.
French fries would be tough.
There's no food that wouldn't make you hungry.
If someone ordered fajitas to go, that would be a good one. And also the smell of when just out of the deep fryer chicken wings come out, buffalo chicken wings, and you can smell the hot sauce.
Like, now we're just running down food. So
I know, dude. Now you're
just
saying,
like,
what if they're hot Krispy Kreme?
It's going to fill your car up.
Just the smell of that burning sugar.
Can you smell Krispy Kremes in your car?
Oh, God, yes.
Can you?
If you're delivering Krispy Kremes, you're smelling Krispy Kreme.
You can ask Mike. One time there was Krispy Kremes in here. I said, I'm not going to eat one. I opened the box. I just want to smell them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you eat one?
Yeah, see, he's nodding his head. I didn't eat one, but I smelled them.
Just eat one, dude. It's a lot less creepy.
Probably got more
I'd
calories.
Rather you feel guilty probably than got, us be creeped out.
Probably got just as many calories smelling it that you were eating it. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way to categories vegetables and delicious McDonald's. We'll play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine right after the random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Miles, first, got a lot of comments regarding the food delivery world. We had, what was it, the guy, I guess he went, ordered ribs, two of the ribs have been eaten, etc.
Dickie's Barbecue.
Alright, Dickie's Barbecue. Alright, so, let's see. This says, I'm a food delivery driver, and I can confirm That delivering barbecue is the greatest smell you can have in your car. I had an order from Famous Dave's Barbecue, and it smelled so good that when I was done with the delivery, I turned around and went back to order a plate for myself.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
All right. We continue. I deliver forward and am withheld, and sometimes it's extremely hard not to take a little nibble of someone's food, especially when it's French fries or barbecue.
Doesn't McDonald's put a sticker on the bag to keep people out of the bag?
We don't have to say it doesn't. We've ordered it. Yeah, they do.
Let's see. Someone else.
We all know that mouth.
Okay.
We ordered from a food delivery place drunk a week ago. They didn't come up to the door, and we missed a call from them, so they just drove off and left with our food. Someone else says, delivery driver here. Or no, sorry. Delivery driver took my entire $40 Hawaiian order. And this one, I worked for Pizza Hut as a delivery driver. And we had this lady there that I called the Blob. She would deliver pizzas, and she would take pieces out of each box and then try to smash the pizzas back together. We had like 30 different complaints of her eating slices of pizza.
Damn.
So she would take a piece
out.
The
Blob.
And
they
try to reshape.
The Blob? I mean, that's not very flattering. The Blob.
The Blob. Look, man, she's eating her slices of pizza. I don't feel bad.
That's the worst nickname ever, other than, like, the Blob Plop.
You know what? I'm Plop. Hello, Toothless Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Plop, plop, blob, blob.
Dabs and fungus and everything like that, bitches.
All right. Oh, you're killing us.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you, Don?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Don, I think we've got a question that you could probably answer. What did you buy used or get secondhand? What did you buy used?
No, can't say that. about cars in general.
Okay.
That's fair. That.
What is the, what's the worst deal you've gotten on a car?
Oh, worst deal? An older Chevy truck blew up like on the way home, and the guy wouldn't refund the money.
Blew up on the way home from the lot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a lot; it was private.
How much did you pay for the truck?
Yeah, I paid like $2,000, but it ended up okay in the end. I put a motor in it and ended up breaking about even by the time I was done on that one.
Well, everything ends up okay if you take care of it. It's just the point that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right
when you buy one. Okay,
well, yeah, I bought a.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
man.
Okay, yeah, I bought a Corolla, old mid-80s Corolla one time,
Camry.
And so it got stolen right after I bought it, but it had a bad transmission in it, and whoever stole it actually put a new transmission in it, and I get a call from Linwood Police saying they found it at the Fred Meyer's. And when I picked it up, it's like, oh, there's a receipt for a brand new $2,000 transmission.
Sweet.
Put in the car.
That all works right. Out, man.
That did work out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you didn't
work out great. Okay. Made up to the other one.
All right. The reason we asked, what did you buy used or what did you get secondhand? Here's a fun one for you. And probably a lot of this stuff is still available. A Toledo, Ohio strip club is cleaning out all the old furniture, couch stanch furniture, everything in there. And they're offering it up for the low, low price of absolutely free. That's right. Your dream to create your own very own strip club in your basement is possible thanks to this kind gesture. You might even be able to get the couch where you got your first couch dance, lap dance back in the day. Here it is. It says, Scarlett's Cabaret, former couch dance furniture, has put out the pasture. Warning, may have stained unknown bodily fluids. Use at your own risk.
They actually put that on.
They did. I mean, they just wanted you to
thinking,
know.
They wanted to know. We're already thinking that. I can appreciate that they're like, right, exactly what you're worried about, you should be.
Keep in mind, Scarlett's caught on fire in June, so there might be some smoke damage to those couches. But if you're worried about that and that only, you probably shouldn't be getting them in the first place. Either way, they got a 3.5 Star Club review on Yelp. So you better hurry if you want to get those Scarlet couches. That's some pretty cool
would
stuff.
Would you put those under a black light?
I would.
If you're an upholsterer,
or something like that.
But if you knew you're going to keep them in your home, would you put them up? They said, look, this is the couch you have to have. Would you put it under a black light?
I would go there with a black light. And then I would pick the couch. I would go.
That's outside furniture.
That's correct.
That's not even that.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.